And praise the Lord. This is the Encouraging Ministry Church, and I am Pastor Deshaun Porter, and this is my beautiful co-pastor wife,
Terry Porter.
And thank you so very much for coming into church tonight, and we are just in another night of revival. For those who are just listening to us for the very first time, this is our first time on regular terrestrial radio. And we're excited. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do. And also, we're excited about what the Lord is going to do on Southwave Radio and in our podcast and just opening up more doors. So before we do that, I want to get my wife prepared to get ready to sing Victory in Jesus, a chorus and a verse, or a verse and a chorus. And we'll take it from there.
Alrighty.
And but before we do that, let's not do anything without prayer.
Absolutely.
And going to the Father, because we need the Lord's protection in this message.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your protection. We ask that you go before us, and we ask that you would help us and strengthen us as we do your work. Father God, be with us as I preach your word, and be with my wife as she helps me as we do things your way. And Father God, bless your people and send those that need to hear your salvation work, how your blood was the sacrificial cleansing blood. You were the sacrificial lamb that died on the cross for us. And Father, we thank you for the fact that you rose again on Sunday morning with all power in your hand. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm so excited about this sermon. Because there's a lot of things that's going to be addressed, and there's a lot of things that, you know, that may be repeated, but I have to address this because it's a part of this sermon, and that's doing things God's way. And there's a lot of testimony to that, and we're going to share that in the testimony moment in a few minutes. But since we have a testimony, why don't you go ahead and sing Victory in Jesus?
All right.
Here is my darling, beautiful wife singing a verse and a chorus of Victory in Jesus. Enjoy, and we'll be right back.
I heard an old story about a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory, beneath the cleansing flood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise
and that
Lord.
Was my beautiful darling bride singing Victory in Jesus. And we had that victory.
Hallelujah.
And speaking of victory, well, we finally did it. We finally found a publisher that's willing to work with us in our budget and putting the our book together. And they will help us to format the book as within their correct specification and pages to the rest of the publishing world. And it's a Christian publishing company, Tate Publishing, and we are proud to say that both my darling wife and Pastor will be signed to Tate Publishing for winning the battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And we just signed the contract right before the service, and we're really excited.
Yes, we are.
I mean, there were other publishing companies wanted outrageous prices, because when you're a self-published author, it's kind of hard to try to raise money to get your book done. But it can happen. And Tate Publishing is out of Oklahoma, and they're very reputable. They're A-plus in the Better Business Bureau, and I did check it up on them. And they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay, and also they have a music department. They have a music label. So, hey, maybe the gospel songs and some of our songs for you might be on there.
You never know.
Who knows? So, might be an author and a singer. Hey, I did not have to use The Voice or what was that other show? The S Factor. Why? Because we did things God's way.
That's the only way.
That's the only way. And that is the sermon that I'm going to preach on, and it's God's way. So, but before we do the sermon, that's one of the announcements that we're going to do. And my daughter Bride is going to preach on the next one of the next sermons, but not the one that will be this week, but it's going to be on a later date. But she is still going to preach, and I'm excited about hearing my beloved wife, and she knows the Bible inside and out, and she can make the Bible stories come alive. And because, you know, my sight, I have so much trouble seeing that I would need help in somebody to read the Bible. And she makes the story come alive. She really do. And I want to thank you for that. And thank you for never give up helping me with the Bible.
You're quite welcome.
And I'm not ashamed to be a pastor and admit that I need help in the Bible. I may be a pastor now, but I still don't know everything. And God is a genius. He knows a lot. He's
a multi-genius.
Yes.
If you just go out and look, he's a multi-genius.
Amen. Now, do you want to wait to share a testimony about somebody in the family, or do you want to wait till you're preaching to do that?
Well, are you sure? I mean,
We could wait till when you're preaching so you can share your testimony moment.
Well, and that'd be fine, because we don't want you to be short of time.
Yeah, so don't forget to tune in, because it's a very special testimony when my beautiful wife gets to preach. And I'm so excited that I get to hear her preach and teach the Word of God. So don't forget to stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, the Lord wants me to preach again. And so I'm going to be preaching on spiritual warfare, and that's sometimes what we have to be dealing with from time to time. Even putting this church together, we had to deal with warfare.
Doing our book was a spiritual warfare too.
It sure was, and oh man, we're going to talk about that on tomorrow. So, all right, encouragerministrychurch.strikeling.com, where you get everything. All things the Encouragement Ministry Church. You can find out about the drama ministry, which now shows Princess the Bargain Hunter, and you can help our ministry. Now, if you click on Help Our Ministry, it'll take you to the GoFundMe page. And that's the page where I talk about the book and Princess the Bargain Hunter, because we want to make it the next Christian show that will probably be the next one right after Duck Dynasty. And so.
Yes.
Yes, and we love Duck Dynasty.
True Christian show.
Yes. There'll be two Christian shows, so amen. Watch out. Here we come. Here we come. And so go to encouragingministries.strikeling.com. And let me tell you what you're going to get if you help us. Now, for a gift of any amount, whatever you can give, everybody will get a copy of this sermon. That's everybody. With a gift of any amount. Now, if you have a gift of $20 or more, then You will be an encourager, and you will also get this video sermon. We'll try to get more things that God has laid on our heart. And maybe God will have us to do a newsletter, and we could get that to the encouragers. And if you give $50 or more, we will give you our brand new ebook. We can still sell that as we're waiting to start the production with Winning the Battle. And we're so excited. We are so pumped up about this. And thank you, my love. So Winning the Battle, check it out for $50 or more when you're being an encourager. All right, now let's get into the sermon. My darling bride will read the
scripture,
and I'll give it to my wonderful, beautiful wife. Take it away.
All right, we're reading from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for what you want us to do your way. Father, let me decrease so that you could increase. Speak to me. Use me whatever you like. And also use my wife whatever you like to as well. We are ready to do your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's way. You know, just like that testimony, if you do things God's way, then you will get so much rewards. And his rewards are better than the enemy's reward any day.
Oh, yeah.
But there's another reason why you should do things God's way. Because if you remember in the Old Testament, my wife was reading about Exodus. And this is when Moses was up on Mount Sinai, and he was given the Ten Commandments. And then God was telling him, after he wrote the Ten Commandments, your people is worshiping a golden calf, and they should not be doing that. They should be worshiping only me. And he was angry. The Lord was angry because of that. And so when Moses came down, he was so angry that he dropped the Ten Commandments down. And it was just something. And this golden calf, just like we have golden calves today. Now, what I might be saying, and then what I'm going to be saying, I will not apologize. I refuse to apologize. But the Lord told me to tell everybody that Donald Trump is the golden calf. He is the golden calf. Now, as you have seen in different campaign stops, he made people raise their hand and pledge allegiance to him. That is not God's way. That is worshiping the golden calf. All you know, just because he had a TV show called The Apprentice and he could fire people. But guess what? God can fire people too, because he was going to kill everybody right there that was standing there waiting on Mount Sinai for Moses. But Moses showed gratitude for them and showed mercy on them and pleaded to God not to kill them. He pleaded to God not to kill them. Now, we have Ted Cruz, who wants to save this country from someone like Trump or Hillary. And there's Christians that are voting for Donald Trump. There are Christians that are voting for Hillary. And that is not voting the Bible. Voting the Bible is someone who supports Christianity. Voting the Bible is voting for someone who supports Israel. You think Trump will support Israel? You think Hillary will support Israel? No. No. Listen how the way they both speak. Listen to what Trump said earlier on his campaign, using bad language and using violence. That is not God's way. God's way is Ted Cruz. God's way is for preachers to preach the word of the Lord. God's way is for artists to sing God's song and for treating everybody right. And for families to stop ignoring each other and wanting to visit one another and not leave them like they don't exist. That is God's way. God's way is families together. Come on. You know, I am so glad that if it's just us, then we're doing things God's way.
Yes, we are.
And if it's just us, then we're not disappointing the Father. But you got to know that if you're doing things right, if you even follow the laws in the country, if you're not being an illegal immigrant, and I'm going to rush some feathers on that. If you're not an illegal immigrant and you're doing things the right way, then that's the doing things God's way that you want to do right. And the murderers, put down the guns, put down the knives, and serve God. Serve God only. You know, God could use you instead of shooting somebody. Help somebody with the word of God. Instead of killing somebody with a knife, pick up the word of God or have somebody help you with the word of God and save somebody. Save a soul. Win a soul for the Lord. That's doing things God's way. You know, I also got a confession. We've written another book, and it was called Funny Farm, about our move that we moved here right before we was doing the ministry. And it just wasn't going anywhere. I mean, after we finished, and some people liked the story, but it just wasn't going nowhere at all. And so, thank you, my love. And so, sometimes when we get the all those rejection, and we just gave up on the whole idea about Funny Farm. And now, God told us to do something else. And we just started on the radio ministry, which we did. And now God's opening more doors. He opened up WEMM. And the book, again, Take Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
When you do things God's way, He will give everything back to you as long as you work for Him. Artists, you can still sing like even contemporary song, but if you do it God's way, then the doors will be open for you. Do it God's way. And if you vote for Ted Cruz, someone who is righteous, someone who has a father, who is preaching, who is telling the truth, he's a truth teller, and his daughter, who is a missionary, doing things for the Lord. They're not doing things for the world like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is married to an adulterer. An adulterer will have no place in heaven. Not at all. You rather have an adulterer's wife, a wife of an adulterer, than someone who is Christian? You rather have a billionaire that is not even totally Christian and messing up everything as far as talking about the Bible and everything? You rather have him as a president? No. That is not God's way. That's the golden calf. Please. People, evangelist. Every Christian that is hearing under the sound of my voice, don't make the mistake that could ruin this Christian nation. You know, I don't care what the president said. We are still a Christian nation. He may claim that this is not a Christian nation, but it's still true. They still have people that serve God, and they still have people that is excited about the Lord. There is still church people that go to churches and learning about His Word. They're still doing God's way. I am so passionate about telling God right now because He is here.
Yes.
And he wanted to let you know that worshiping a golden image is wrong.
Yes.
Worshiping a wife of an adulterer is wrong. Oh, thank you, my love. And all these idol worship is wrong. Worship the one true God. And that is God's way. That is God's way. Worshiping the true sacrificial lamb, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is God's way.
Hallelujah.
That is God's way.
Amen.
He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. He died on the cross for my wife. Worship the one true God. That is God's way. Do not vote for Trump. Do not vote for Hillary Clinton, but make it a contested convention and vote for Ted Cruz. If you're going to convention, if you're going to caucuses, make the right choice. Vote for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Vote for the one that is voting the Bible.
Yes.
Vote for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
We don't want no adulterous, a wife of an adulterous woman in the White House. Or don't do man in the wild. We don't want a man that is claiming that we got a pledge to him. We don't want a pledge to him. We want to pledge allegiance to God and God alone.
Yes.
For God we live and for God we'll die.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know some of you may not understand me right about now, but it's in the fire of the Holy Spirit that I have. And I'm going to start this prayer because I might run out of time before I get to finish it. If God wants to still have me finish this message, I will. So, let us pray. Thank you, Father.
Yes, love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We want to do things your way. Father, I am lost. I am a sinner. Father, keep me in your love. Keep me in your care. Father, we only want to serve you. And I want to come back to you if I'm a backslider. And make me yours. If I need help reading the Bible, send me somebody that will help me. Or take me to a Bible class where I can learn more of you. Take me to the right church. And I will follow you all the days of my life.
Yes.
And I thank you for your sacrificial blood atonement on the cross. And that you rose again. And now I have a home waiting for me in heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. How am I on time, my beloved?
3 minutes.
Well, that is all the time that we're going to have today. I know that this message has got me so excited because we have to do things God's way, and we don't want to do the wrong thing. Please, please listen to the news report and listen to what they're doing. If you know anything about their path, watch what they do. So, God may have me preach on this again another day, but thank you so much for helping me keep time and singing that beautiful song.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to go to encourageyourministries.com The Courage of Ministry .strikeland.com. We will get a .com soon enough. But it's encourageyourministry.strikeland.com. Hey, Jesse, the planters could have fun. So can we.
That's right.
This is the Courage Your Ministries along with my beautiful wife. And we are saying, be encouraged and have an encouraging day. All right, for now.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you next week.